Blog Talk Radio.
It's not a diss song, it's just a real song. Feel me? I heard motherfuckers saying they made hoes say, okay, so make another hoe. Niggas wasn't playing they day role, so we parted ways like Ben and J-Lo. Should've been did it, but I've been in the days though. I put friends over business into the day though. But when friends, business enters as they glow. Ain't nothing left to say though, I guess we forgot what we came for. Should've stayed in food and beverage. Too much flossing, too much Sam Rothstein. I ain't a bitch, but I gotta divorce them. Hope had to get the shallow shit up off him. And I ain't even one to be famous. Niggas is brainless to unnecessarily go through these changes. And I don't even know how I came to this, except that famous. The worst drug known to man is stronger than heroin. When you could look in the mirror like, there I am, and still not see what you become. I know I'm guilty of it too, but not like them. You lost
some, one, let go to get one. Lose some to win some.
You lost one. Meant to be, for she loves to work more than she does me. And honestly, at 23, I would probably love my work more than I did she. So we ain't we, it's me and her. Cause what she prefers over me is work, and that's where we defer. So I have to give her free time, even if it hurts. So breathe, mommy, it's deserved. You've been put on this earth to be all you can be, like the reserves. And me, my time, and it's on me, it serves. So I have to allow she her time to serve. The time's now for her, the time she'll mature. And maybe we can be we again like we were. Finally, my time's too short to share. And the apps are now, it ain't fair. So yeah, she lost
so
one.
Let go to get one.
My nephew died in the car I bought, so under the belief it's partly my fault. Close my eyes and squeeze, try to block that thought. Place any burden on me, please, not that loss. But time don't go back, it goes forward. Can't run from the pain, go towards it. Things can't be explained, what caused it. Such a beautiful soul, so pure shit. Gonna see you again, I'm sure of it. To that time, little man, I'm nauseous. Your girlfriend's pregnant, the Lord's gift. Almost lost my faith that was started. It's like having your life restarted. Can't wait for your child's life to be a part of it. So now I'm childlike, waiting for a gift to return. When I lost you, I lost it.
One, let go to get one.
Good evening. Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Dafia Blunt, a.k.a. Gemini Phoenix, on the line. Welcome to the show tonight. I'm doing the show solo tonight, WGW3. Had to work, so I was caught off guard a little bit. So I'm going to need y'all to help me out a little bit tonight. I appreciate everybody for calling in. If you click the link and you're listening in, the call-in number is 323-642-1760. Again, 323-642-1760. I want to hear you guys' opinions about our subject tonight. Tonight, we're going to talk about what does loyalty mean to you and does it still exist? So, you know, could your loyalty to someone change based on circumstances or situations? Can expectations test loyalties when it comes to mutual friends and relationships? Are you loyal to those you expect loyalty from? You know, so you can't ask for something that you're not willing to give in return. So So I just want to talk about that a little while tonight and get the show going. If you want to speak, press 1, and I will let you in because, duh, I can't talk to myself all night. So go ahead and hit the 1, and I'll bring you in so we can start this show off right. Thank you. Okay. Well, my opinion about loyalty is that there's some things we have to be loyal to. We have to be loyal to our kids. You know, we have to take care of them. They didn't ask to come into this world. You know, so we have to be loyal to them. So their needs are going to always come first before any of our friends or our relationships, I would hope. Of course, in the Bible, it says you put your first or your husband first, but sometimes they're not loyal to you. And I don't know how people think that you're supposed to remain loyal to them at all, you know, when they're not showing loyalty back to you. And then the whole loyalty, the word itself, could mean so many different things to different people. You know what I'm saying? Like, loyalty to somebody else could mean, well, as long as I take care of home and I pay the bills, I'm being loyal to the people in my household. It's all about expectations. So, you know, if you don't have a sit down with a friend or the person you're in a relationship with and tell them the things that you want to happen, the things you don't want to happen, the things you can forgive, the things you can't forgive, expectations that you have of them, things that would be nice, you know, people can't read your mind. So you have to open up, communicate, and let people know how you're feeling, you know, what you're feeling, what you're talking about, what you're thinking about. And you have to be open and ready to receive the communication that you get back from them, because relationships are all about two people, you know, both of you. It's not going to always be your way. This is not Burger King. You can't always have it your way. You have to compromise in relationships. So loyalty to me, you know, I could feel like I'm loyal to a friend of mine and I'm always there for them when they call me, and then they're not always there for me when I call them. I wouldn't so much say that's not being loyal to me, because they have a life. They might be busy. You know what I'm saying? They just might be busy. They have a life. I'm not going to say that, oh, he not loyal to me or she not loyal to me because whenever I need to talk to somebody or have a problem, they aren't there for me, but I'm always there for them. I don't look at that as loyalty. So, again, it just depends on what your interpretation of loyalty is. So I got some callers on the line. Did anybody want to press 1? Put your 1s up. Go ahead and so you can talk to me. We can discuss this a little bit and find out what do you think loyalty means, or what is your interpretation of the word loyalty? All right, everybody scared to talk? Y'all know I'm doing this by myself tonight. There's no Walter, so somebody got to press 1 so we can converse. It's not conversate, it's converse. Thank you. 757, hello.
Hello.
What's up?
What's going on? What are you talking about?
Talking about loyalty. Hello? Like you said a little bit on the page about people not even loyal to themselves and, you know, stuff like that. And I said that basically I think loyalty means something different for everybody.
Yeah, it do for me. I'm too old for that loyalty thing, man. You know what I'm saying? If you real from jump, man, you shouldn't have that problem.
But isn't real the same thing, though?
The what now?
Like, can't you say that a person who's real is a person who's loyal? Like, don't they go hand in hand?
No, not for some people. You know what I'm saying? You could be real, but loyalty to me is like I owe you something. And you don't owe me nothing.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Friend, yeah, to me. I ain't saying for everybody.
Okay, I'm listening.
Saying for me.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't need you to be loyal to me, man. Just keep it real. If this what you're not going to do, you're not going to do it. If you don't bang out like that, that's fine, too. Just because what I do, you know what I mean, you know what I'm saying? You got to do it, too, because, you know, where I feel like I owe you something. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be loyal. No, man, be loyal to yourself, man, for real. You don't owe me nothing, bro. That's how I always been, man. You know what I'm saying? And as far as the relationship, I ain't gonna even talk about relationship. You know my status on relationships, man, so.
But everybody else don't know your status on relationships. Everybody might not have heard shows before. So you tell me, what do you feel about loyalty in a relationship?
Loyalty relationship for me is, I don't have no loyalty, man. You know, I don't expect nothing from you, just like you don't expect nothing from me. You know what I'm saying? Some people take a quick turn right quick, so I take that next turn. But you know what I'm saying? I already know what I'm getting into when I deal with it, so I don't expect you to be loyal. If you loyal, that's fine and great. You know what I'm saying? I can return the favor, but you know how far that goes.
That's what I'm saying. What does loyalty in a relationship mean to you? Because you just said if you don't have expectations, then how can you? You know what I mean?
I can't say that about relationships because, number one, I don't even know how to have one. I'm more like a satisfaction kind of person. You know what I'm saying? If I put a smile on your face, I'm good. That's it. That's my duty for the day. You know what I'm saying? So,
but
you know
ain't
saying?
Making empty promises or nothing like that.
No. You know, I can't do that. That promise thing and I don't know. That's kind of...
Well, I respect that. Like, I respect that because... You know, I would rather somebody tell me, you know, the ugly truth instead of a beautiful lie. Like, don't come.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Gassing me up like I'm on E. I'm not on E. I don't need your gas. Like, tell me what it is from the jump. That's all I need to know. And I'm going to carry it as such. You know what I'm saying? But when you start playing with people's heads and telling them, oh, you're the one, you're the only one, you know what I mean? Stuff like that, then, of course, then they're going to have expectations of you. You know what I'm saying? Because once you start telling them, you my girl, you know, it's just me and you, baby, we in this together, then they're going to have expectations of you to stay, you know, to be with them and them only and to act like you're in a relationship with them. Like, that's when they want to have public affection. They want to, you know what I'm saying, you don't romance me. You know, all these expectations that they've been watching too many damn TV shows and think that all relationships will go like that.
But for real... I do that, though, man. You know what I'm saying? But they take it a different way, though. You know what I'm saying? When we're a puppet, man, I give you all my attention, man. Them birds out there, man, come on now, brother. It's disappointing that I don't do that love thing, man. You know, so I'm kind of, like, too old for that right now. I mean, because, like you said, you know, I've dealt with so many people, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody.
Right.
And once you
some things are just in your character. You know what I mean? Like you said, you show all your attention. Because, I mean, be for real. Like, keep it 100. If I'm going to ask you out, and then I go out, and the whole time I'm playing with my phone, texting other chicks or niggas or, you know what I'm saying, or looking at everybody that walked past instead of giving you my attention, what was the point of asking you? Because I could have went out by myself to the bar and did that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So some people don't even have it in their character to know how, you know what I'm saying, to know how to date or have a relationship for that.
It's the falling off season, man. Everybody falling off. It's the fall off season.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Fall off season.
That's what it is. Everybody falling off, for real.
I feel like from the jump anyway, like when I meet people, whether I meet them and my intentions are to become friends with them, I never have intentions on becoming friends with somebody just because we met. Like, you know what I'm saying? You might have conversations with the person, like Facebook, for example. You might have conversations with that person that brings you closer to that person, and then you end up having a form of a friendship. Or even in a relationship, you might deal with somebody, you know, you like their vibe, you like being around them, you know, it's no drama, blah, blah, blah. And that might turn into a relationship, but I don't meet people off the bat expecting anything from them. So I can't say that they're not loyal to me or vice versa because I don't expect nothing. I feel like loyalty and expectations go together. Like, I don't look at it as like I owe you something or you owe me something, but I feel like in any friendship, relationship, or anything like that that you build with somebody, you get boundaries. You know what I mean? And once you let people know what those boundaries are, if they decide to step outside of those boundaries, to me, that's where the loyalty gets a little shady. You know what I mean? Because and one of my examples of boundaries is I'm telling you, you know, something that's going on with me and you go tell somebody else. Well, hell, if I wanted them to know,
I would have told them, you know, that's a boundary that you cross. So to me, that's the kind of thing that, you know, makes people question people's loyalty to them. If I'm there for you, like I was saying in the beginning of the show, you call me and say, I got a problem, and I'm there for you. And then you call me again, and you got a problem, and I'm there for you. And then I call you and say, I got a problem. You'd be like, well, call me back because I'm at school. Or call me back because I'm at work or whatever. And I move on to the next person. I don't feel like that you weren't loyal to me because you were busy. You got a damn life. You know what I'm saying? That to me, that's not, you know what I mean? That does have nothing to do with loyalty. What do you think?
I don't really even put my business out there. I don't feel like, you know what I'm saying, I can even talk to somebody like that. I'm like, man, because they always come with the dumbest answers. Like, why am I talking to you for? For real. Like,
right.
Damn. Hey, dumb as a brick, but at least the brick is sitting there and listening to you. You know what I mean? I don't get it.
Same as dumb as a brick.
Yeah, it's like, damn. Well,
I just feel like people be expecting trust from people that they don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't even know me
that. Definitely, you gotta understand, man. These people not bred like we are, like back when, and we carried over to this new day. Now, come on now, a mess out here, man. For real.
It really is a mess.
They don't know who they want to be. They don't know who they want to be with. You gay one day, you know what I'm saying? The next day you straight. Then next Tuesday you on the low. And then, you know, I'm like, what in the world?
They can't even figure their own life out, let alone somebody else.
Exactly. And then you worry about somebody being loyal. Come on, man, you ain't loyal to yourself.
Right. Yeah. You got to be loyal to yourself. Like, you got to know what you want out of life. And you got to be ready to go get it. You know what I mean? You got to set rules in place. You got to set goals in place. And like you said, if you're not loyal to you, how are you going to be loyal to somebody else? Like,
they want to
throw that word around.
They throw that word around like it's supposed to be cool, like it's a fad or something. Like, yeah, I'm loyal. You know what I'm saying? But as soon as something happens, shit, next thing you know, they ass gone.
That's what we were talking about that the other day, talking about some people ain't even loyal to God. You know, if you're loyal to God, it should be easy after that. You know what I'm saying? But people are not loyal to...
They pick out a little verse they know, or they probably just say it like 1,000 times, try to use it. I'm like, really, is that all you know? For real. Come on, man.
Right. But then, most of the time, my thing is...
But...
No, go ahead.
No, then people always say, well, I like to thank God for waking up. How about you thanking God for helping somebody else wake up? I'm like, come on now. Oh,
right.
Oh, I'm so blessed. No, honey, if you was blessed, you wouldn't have no worries. Come on now. You are fortunate. That's what people now understand. Mm-hmm. What is you doing for the Lord instead of asking the Lord for something? First thing they say, oh, God.
Always.
Such. I'm like, what is you doing for him?
That's the first time you talk to God all week is what you need.
Yeah. Yeah, my life.
You don't just say thank you.
God will make a way. And no. I'm just so blessed to be stressed. If you were blessed to be stressed, you wouldn't be asking God for some money. Come on, man. Come on, man. Blasphemous.
Right.
Backsliders.
Right. Backsliders.
Yes.
Saints and sinners.
Heathens. Straight heathens.
Heathens even. But like I was saying about the kids, like, you have to be loyal to your kids. Like, your kids don't come before relationships, you know, and everything. And I don't feel like loyalty to your kids means being friends to your kids. I mean, you're just putting your kids first, because a lot of people don't. A lot of people want, you know, they're at the club every week, all weekend long. They're not spending time with the kids, helping with homework. They're not, you know, taking care of the kids' needs, making sure they eat and things like that. That's where I feel like loyalty comes in, because you're a mother or a father first. You know what I mean? Before you're somebody's girlfriend or friend or any of that. Because
check this out. Somebody tried to call me out talking about, how you going to talk about me and you be out all night? You know what I'm saying? I said, okay, I'll be out all night. But by the time 7 o'clock comes, my son up, ready to go to school, though. I don't care if I've been up 24 hours, I get up, take that boy to school, even if I'm just coming in the house. So how you going to tell me? You know how people try to make a point or something. Like, they try to look for a flaw in you. And I'm like, come on, man, don't worry about me. Worry about you. Don't worry about me. What are you worrying about me for? Well, I'm just letting you know. I said, there's nothing you can't let me know. Well, I'm loyal to the game. What game?
Loyal to the game. The game ain't loyal to you, boo. I'm going to tell you that now because things could change in the blink of an eye.
Yeah. I don't see, man. I mean, you know, that's that.
They loyal to money, so they basically saying they'll do anything for the money.
That little bit of money, I haven't seen them getting. Shit.
I ain't seen them get it yet. Because I'm going to tell you, if you've been in the drug game over 5 years and you ain't moved up, you ain't loyal to the game either.
I won't loyal to the game. I try to fuck the game every chance I get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, such thing, no loyalty, no game. Come on, man. Really, who even talks like that anymore, man?
Loyal to the game.
Yeah, loyal to the game, son.
Somebody said, especially with friends and family. Hell, they be the main ones. I'm sorry to say, but they be the main ones that's that's disloyal. because whenever it fits them, that's when they are loyal. When it also benefits them. Because, you know, that's just like saying, okay, I'm talking to you, right? Me and you cool or whatever. And another one of my friends come and tell me some stuff and be like, oh, you know, Kelly, da 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 da, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. And don't go back and say nothing to Kelly. Okay, not. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to tell them. Because you don't know what you're talking about. And you out here spreading lies. You know what I'm saying? Oh, so, no.
Well, Fred, in true life, that shit do happen. I didn't hear people say shit about me, and it came back to me. Like, why is he even talking about me? I don't even conversate with you.
In the first place.
I don't acknowledge you while we in the street. You know what I'm saying? I walk past, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, come on, man.
Right.
So
I don't get it. I don't understand. What's the point? We got another caller, so I'm going to let them in. We're going to see what they got to say.
Uh-oh. Team loyalty. Yeah, right.
Team loyalty. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Daphne?
Uh-oh.
What's good?
What's going on? Huh?
What's going on?
What you got to add to this conversation about loyalty? Do you think that... You think expectations, you know, can test loyalties, or certain circumstances or situations can make somebody loyal to somebody else or something else?
No, I mean, loyalty is very important. Whether you're dealing with friendship, relationship, loyalty is very important because that's a rare commodity nowadays, you know. And I heard you say,
but what's your definition of loyalty?
That you never turn your back on that person, no matter what. Money can't make you change or nothing. I'm always be loyal to my friends. I'm always be loyal to my children as well.
So what if your friends ain't loyal to you? You still gonna be loyal to them? Does it have something to do with how they treat you?
That's cutoff point. Now we loyal to each other, and that's something different. But when somebody disloyal, and I have
that's what
a
I'm
friend,
saying. Can you give me an example?
Like growing up back in the day. Not growing up. When we came in back in the day, it was always this thing of you got wifey, then you got the side chicks. That's what the side chicks but you don't never touch wifey.
What?
Somebody touch
wifey. So you're talking about as far as your homies?
Yeah, as far as my homeboys. Somebody touch wifey. That's a violation right there. That's disloyal. You don't never touch wifey.
Okay, but what if wifey let them touch her?
I don't care. You don't touch wifey.
She ain't wifey.
I think you expecting too much from people.
Hold on. Because my best friend at the time was married.
Mm-hmm.
And because of what he was doing, his wife pushed up on me. Like, nah, man,
mm-hmm.
you better fall back.
Mm-hmm.
I went the opposite direction. Cause I'm not going to touch that man's wife.
But did you tell him?
Yeah, I told him eventually.
Eventually? That ain't loyal?
Hey, you wait till you captured Joe before you told him.
What you wait till?
No.
What happened?
Hold on. Because at the time he was incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, you already know the rule about that. You in jail, you ain't got no woman, man. Come on, man. She.
No. But that might be for somebody else, though. You see what I'm saying? She didn't do it to anybody else, not to the friends. And the friends
mm-hmm.
can't touch her regardless.
Okay, but listen to what you're saying, though. Okay, this is my thing. As a woman, and my husband say, this is my homeboy. How the hell do I know which out of those four homeboys who is really his friend, who has really had his back all them years? You know, he'll talk to me about him, but then he'll come and complain about him too. You know, that's what people do in relationships. They come to their, you know, significant other, and they be like, well, such and such did this old garbage over here, or they did this bullshit over there, and I don't know how to feel about them. You know what I mean? Like, so how can you say
Janessa,
who he's loyal to or who's
nigga.
Gonna be loyal?
Hold on. That's a pillow talking ass nigga. That's a pillow talking ass nigga. Cause what go between me and my friends stay between me and my friend.
Mhm.
You don't take everything to wifey now. Mm. Because it just feels like it depends on the situation. Hold on. That's like me taking my prom of me and my wife to outside source. No. What's going between me and her gonna stay in that house?
Okay, but listen to this. This is an example. Okay, say you and your homeboy had a transaction going on that y'all had to deal with. Y'all was supposed to go together. This nigga never show up. It caused, you know what I'm saying, some problems because he didn't bring what he's supposed to bring to the table, and they take it out on you and whoop your ass, you in the hospital, and your wife is like, what happened? You're not going to tell her old boy stood you up?
Hold on. First of all, hold on. me get my ass whooped and all that shit.
I mean, come on, focus. Like, for real, stop joking and focus. Because I'm trying to make a point.
Yeah, you trying to make a point.
I'm trying to make a point that you're trying to say it like that's a pillow talking ass nigga. But if your girl in the game, okay, we could say, for instance, the show Power. We could take Power, for instance. A lot of people watch Power. Okay, so the relationship that Jamie had with the white boy or whatever,
gross.
They had some loyalty issues. They had loyalty issues because they've been in the game together. They in the shit together. When shit went down with Jamie and he didn't tell the white boy, I felt like he wasn't being loyal and vice versa. So what I'm saying is it ain't got nothing to do with pillow talk. If your girl in the game and your girl know you in the game, she know what the fuck you doing and some shit go wrong, how you not going to tell her? That's not pillow talk.
But the white boy didn't play his position.
What you mean he didn't play his position?
He didn't play his position. How you gonna let another nigga? Now I admit that's your mentor. But how you gonna let that nigga play you out against your own man like that?
okay? And again, that was an issue with the loyalty. But if Jamie didn't tell, you know, his wife Tasha what was going on with Tommy, how was that pillow talk by him telling her what's going on?
But she was part. But she was part of that situation.
Everything you said, right? She was part of the situation.
Hold on. But see, she was part of that game right there. Even though she was an in-house wife, she was doing extracurricular shit.
What she was doing?
Oh, she was doing extracurricular shit.
She wasn't doing nothing that I saw.
Huh? What? Then how did they get to the top? It was her who set 50 up. Then
it was him and her.
Yeah. So she was involved in that.
Yeah,
game.
That was back then. I'm talking about currently. So just she was in the game with him back then.
But she still didn't set him up
because she wasn't supposed to meet with him. Jamie was. So she just knew about it. Again, she wasn't involved. She knew about it.
That's dumb. Because me, I ain't never had now a girlfriend that I involved in my business because I never trusted no woman like that as far as being involved in no criminal activities. Because a woman will turn on you as soon as she get mad.
Just like your homeboy would. So again, let's go back to the original statement that you said wifey is off limits. Your homeboy is turning on you.
Yeah, wifey off limits. Huh?
Okay, but your homeboy is a turn on you just like, and if that's your wife, then and you can't be confiding in her and trust her, who the fuck else can you trust? You lay down with this person every night. You wake up to this person every night. You take care of this person every day. If you can't trust them, then how can you trust some other nigga out in the street that you don't know what he's laying down at and waking up at and all of that?
But all the niggas that I ever, all the niggas that I ever dealt with was niggas that I grew up with. It won't no new niggas.
They don't gotta be new niggas to get new attitudes on your ass.
Because guess what?
Trust and believe that if their situation or their circumstance changes, their loyalty to you changes. If their situation or circumstance comes to the point where
that happens.
No, you don't.
Why
people
you
are loyal. People, you don't. The reason why you don't is because a situation or circumstance can change anybody's loyalty to anybody. If my situation happens and I say I'm loyal to my friend and blah, 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 and something happened with my man or my kids or my household or my money situation or anything, you're going to think about all of that shit before you think about that friend.
But if that's a true friend, that friend going to hold you back, going to have your back regardless.
They're going to hold you back. You don't know what. Okay, let me give an example.
As far as that boyfriend, that husband and wife shit, yeah, you met that wife at a certain point in time in your motherfucking life. And nowadays, love ain't nothing but a goddamn word to these significant others. Because I'm not just
well, you can
on
speak
a woman,
for yourself
I'm
on
say,
that
I'm
one.
Say, I'm going to say for men and women.
You think you can speak for yourself on that one?
You can speak for yourself on that one, dog. I'm good.
Jeez.
I'm going to tell you now, what Dafia Blunt ain't going to do is lay down beside a motherfucker that I don't trust. That's what I ain't going to do every night. I ain't going to do that. So you can speak for yourself on that.
Oh, come on, Dafia. We all have laid down beside somebody we don't trust.
Oh, I said every night. As in being together, relationship. I ain't talking about no fly by night.
That ain't what you're supposed to do then. You got to get to know that person. I ain't going to lay down beside nobody every night that I don't trust.
You said wifey would switch on your ass. you're contradicting yourself.
But they will.
Because what you said earlier was wifey. You said wifey.
Look. How many people out here that's in relationships did you know that's gonna ride or die for that person? Regardless to the
I don't know. I don't know what's going on behind closed doors. That's the thing. I can think I know what the hell is going on, but I really don't. So while I think my best friend being loyal to her husband, she really might not be. You know what I'm saying? So
that's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay, but I don't care either because she ain't laying beside me.
We live in a society where marriage ain't sacred no more for them.
And
husbands don't hold wifey down and wifey down.
Right, but you that's some gay
down.
Shit. That sound gay because you say you'll trust a nigga before you trust your wife.
I'm saying that you trusting those
that
friends.
That is kind of
fruity,
though.
Hold on, because I ain't gay about that shit. Because these are people that you grew up with. That's what I said. I don't care if you grew up with them, but that's what I'm trying to tell you, though. We both know it don't matter who the hell you grew up with.
It don't matter who you grew up with. Because if Tony motherfucking Tony was in the game with you for 20 years and the feds come to him and tell him you going to turn state evidence on your homeboy or your ass going to jail. We're taking you from your family. Guess what? Tony going to tell on your ass.
Yeah, he's going to run on you quick.
He going to be looking like the first 48 niggas in the damn interrogation room running their damn mouth. That's what he going
to
look like.
And then again, like you said, when it came to your relationship, you could only speak for you. When it came to my situation of being in the game, ain't never one of my niggas ever ratted on me.
How you know?
Because they never did.
How you know?
I didn't rat on them.
They could have ratted. Listen, they might not have ratted to the police, but they could have ratted to a girl. They could have been hating and doing some slick shit behind your back to one of your bitches. You never know because you ain't going.
My saying to that, man, I keep my friends close, keep my enemy next to them so I can watch all the ass. <For real. laughs> That's what I do. So,
and that's true.
Right.
That's true. Yeah. But still.
But I'm just saying, though, for real, if you choose somebody, if you choose to be with somebody for real, though,
that's choosing nobody. That's just not choosing nobody. That's letting you know that these are people that I grew up with from the beginning, from the sandbox. That woman there, if I love this woman, I love her. I'm gonna put my trust in this woman, but at the same time, if she promised to stay there forever, in this day and time,
forever.
Did y'all pinky promise? Did y'all swear on that? I mean, that don't mean nothing.
Promise to be there forever. Hold on. If I get married. And that woman take that vow and say, I do. What does that mean in today's society? That don't mean shit to majority of the people out there.
But we ain't talking about majority of the people right now. We're talking about you.
Well, goddammit, damn stupid.
So basically, telling me that you'll walk down the aisle and stand in front of a man of the cloth and pass vows with somebody that you don't trust and believe that's going to have your back and be loyal to you, you a damn fool.
Sure. That's me putting my trust, that's not my, I'm
putting it like this. My grandmother told me that you can never know a person all the way to when you get married because they forever change it. It's a lifetime.
That's with anybody. That's just not with
a
person.
You get to know that person. It's a lifetime. Take a lifetime to know that person.
It takes a lifetime to know anybody.
Since you put it all up on me, okay. When I got married, it took 3 years. Three years after I knew, and I knew she left me, two children that she had from a previous relationship and our children. And that I had what? Okay. You think I'm not going to cry with no motherfucking spilt milk? I took my goddamn boys. I got my boys. I'm good. Marriage ain't sacred. That shit ain't sacred.
Uh-huh.
I still got my friends from that I grew up with. My friends are my friends. That motherfucker, woman, she
got your head in the clouds, honey.
Well, I got my head in the clouds. Well, I got my head in the clouds.
I'm about to reach up there and pull you down like Blue's Clues.
All my head is out because she's gone. She's out of my life. My friends are still in my life. These are the same friends I've been had. So
I don't even have the same friends. I don't even have the same friends I used to have, man, for real. And definitely,
you know why, Kelly? Because some people can't, because shit happens, circumstances and situations happen to change that, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
They start acting like bitches, so, you know what I'm saying? So instead of me, you know what I'm saying, punching them in their face, I just rather just leave them alone, for real. At first I was more action than talk, but that got me in a lot of trouble. Mm-hmm. So I talk and action come later. So it's just a point of I ain't really trust them like that. I was with them, they was kind of stupid, and I played on their stupidness. And then when that ignorant nigga shit came out, I just left them alone, plain and simple. I mean, I knew they was gophers to me, for real.
Let me ask both of y'all a question, because to me, this is how you know who your true friends are, who you could trust. Can you name one person that you can go out and do some dirt with? And when I say dirt, I'm talking about some major crime shit, and you trust them 100% that the shit gonna go as planned, and ain't nobody gonna never find out about it. One person.
I can't name near one. Not near one.
I wait. What about you? What about you, Dallas?
I can't name one. Ain't nobody. One thing I know
I have done dirt with.
If it came down to somebody, ain't nobody gonna take no football number for nobody, man. I can tell you that now.
Right.
Well, I've never been put in that position.
Right, so you can't say what'll happen because you've never been put in a position.
Yeah, I'm more like a leader. I'm not a follower. I'm not going to sit there and kill somebody.
Exactly. Hello. You're singing my favorite song right now. I know. I'm smart enough to know that if I do some shit, I'm doing it by my damn self. And the only person going to know about it is me and God. Because I know God ain't going to tell nobody. He can punish me for it at the end of the day, but nobody else will.
And that's the best way to do it.
You got too much faith in these niggas out here in the street, Dallas. I'm just going to tell you that.
Hey, look, Delphi. What you better realize that we grew up in a different generation than what's going on now. Because when we grew up, it wasn't like it is now with all the telling shit, and the number wasn't that much, because back in the day, you could bust somebody, and you get out 5-10 years.
We had more killers back in our day than we did now.
Because when retaliation hit, it was a wrap. One motherfucker killed somebody, then they retaliate. That was too much going on back then.
Niggas was only getting manslaughter charges back then. Now they're getting first-degree murder charges, which carry life. A manslaughter charge.
Okay, but let me ask you a question. But let me ask you a question. Whoever the niggas was that you did dirt with back in the day, I don't care if it was 10, 15, 20 years ago that you got all this trust and loyalty in, and you see them motherfuckers today, they doing bad. Are you trying to tell me if an officer of the law come and talk to them about a crime from 15 years ago, they ain't going to sing like a canary? to save their show.
Yeah, you know that. You already know.
Yeah, they will. They will.
You already know.
They will.
For
ain't nobody
what?
Taking no time for niggas.
No, they're getting out football numbers these days.
No, they're not doing that. Let me let this other caller in. 912. You're on the
Hello.
Line.
Hello.
Hello.
What's
hey.
Up, Miss Dunn?
What's up? Who is this?
It's Tam.
What up, Tam? How you doing, boo?
Hey, Tam.
I'm doing good. You know I had to call in about the loyalty thing, right?
Girl, please tell us about it. Tell us about it, honey. What's your interpretation of the word loyalty? And give us an example of some disloyal-ish.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you about the disloyal-ish. How you going to go out there and bust your ass for niggas? You do everything you can do to put them on. How about this? How about they call your house and threaten your life on some Facebook shit, girl?
Oh,
I think you made a subliminal post about me. Don't make me come down there. Okay.
Let me go ahead and let me just sum that up in one word right fast. Fuck boy. Y'all
Amen.
Know that's a new word, right? You know that's a new word
girl,
all these days.
I'm going to tell you like this. You know who I trust? I trust my image in the mirror and the God who made me.
It better be God.
All I trust is myself and God. Everybody else, if the price is right, you know they're going to sell you out.
Yeah, you know
right.
it. Are you saying white man?
That's what we're trying to sell Dallas. He ain't listening.
He better learn.
Come from
Dallas
a different
better
era,
learn
man.
Today.
Come from a different era.
He keeps coming on. He comes from a different era. Like he ain't living in the era we
I got news,
right now.
I got news for you. I don't care if you came from the Flintstone era. Them dinosaurs was shooting people, too.
And my friend I grew up with, had been my friend from... They've been the same friend I've been hating.
No, but if you think about it, come on, man. They sold Jesus out for some silver. We don't really matter no more. So if they'll do that, we
Thank
don't
you.
Matter no more. Yeah.
I had a girlfriend
it's a wrap.
In Walmart. She in Walmart just being all loud, talking about, girl, you still carrying knives? Can you please hush? I do not even know you. I'm like, seriously, you in a crowded store screaming about some knives and some razor blades. Can you please shut up?
Right.
That's why I ain't do nothing around you because I'll be sitting in jail right now.
Already.
Just like, I'm going to tell you how much loyalty is out here. Just like when Martin Luther King was on that balcony, just when he got shot, why a year later, Jesse Jackson told me he was in the hotel. He had a reporter. Jesse Jackson said that Martin Luther King was in the hotel with three white women. That's your homeboy, though, man.
Right.
So.
Right.
And how about 30
hard.
Years
but,
later?
Hold on,
how about
but,
30
hold on,
years
hold on.
Later?
But hold on, when you speak on that, that's a known fact. They all there. FBI had already known that shit. They already exposed that shit. Because they had the man room bugged and everything. Man was on a 24-hour spell.
But what
so it won't like
but
that,
what we're trying to say is, Dallas, you could have been in the room with two girls and some shit went down with you and your homeboy could have told your girl and she just ain't said nothing. You don't know.
Yeah. That's what he do.
You know what? And then he probably ended up fucking her and then they kept that secret to themselves too.
Well, what
Talk
I don't know
about some disloyalty. How about this? How about years after Dr. King is killed, one of the ministers who was there with him on live TV says, I had to get out the way so they could get a clear shot at him.
Oh!
I mean, that's how it is, you know. But
My
he already,
is,
he
you
already
took that to
that,
your
though.
Grave with you.
No, he but Martin already
said
he already seen it. He already seen it. Well, he already knew what was going to happen.
Malcolm X knew it was his time. They knew.
They all know.
When you were telling all of Elijah Muhammad's business, you already know it's your time.
It's about
interrupting that man's party time.
he was doing the booty.
He out there blocking the nation. You know he had to be silent.
And you know, like I said, what happened? A situation happened, and people had to take sides, right? So it's always a situation, a circumstance that changes your loyalty in a minute. You never know until the time comes what you're going to do.
I'm not
going
to tell you my conspiracy theory about Michael Jackson.
Girl,
we already know he a perv. Child molested and a perv. That's all.
What's your theory, Tale?
My theory is some of them broke ass Jackson set him up to get killed because they thought he was going to leave him some money.
Girl.
Jermaine looked like a suspect to me. That's all I'm going to say.
He looked like
he was a pervert, man.
Yeah, but
how you 60 years old and still paying child support? Come on now.
Jermaine and them didn't get none of his money.
That's exactly it. They
said they
got Michael out the way.
All of them had money. Well, people don't understand. All of them had money.
They don't got a penny. You 60 years old and your mama paying your child support. Go sit down somewhere with that.
No, he filed for bankruptcy so they wouldn't take what he got. Just like 50. Everybody said
Jermaine ain't got a penny.
And we know that's a lie. We know my 50 ain't broke, honey, at all. You filed bankruptcy so people can't take what you got, just like you said.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's just smart business.
50 not broke. 50 learned from the white folks. He told everybody. You know, I learned from the white folks. The white folks taught him how to invest, and they also taught him how to hide his motherfucking money. You think he gonna get some woman that he put on a little sex tape on the internet? You think he gonna give her $5 million? She got to be crazy.
Right. I filed bankruptcy on that ass too. And while I'm at it, I'm throwing credit cards in there. And
please say it. Please
throw
say
all
it.
Them credit cards and shit in there too.
Girl, yes.
We all.
I'm just saying, loyalty. If you ain't loyal to God first and then yourself, you can't be loyal to nobody else. You just kind of.
They don't know how. You can't do something that you haven't made a practice of. What you do is what you practice. I say it all the time.
We all know ain't no such thing as loyalty. Loyalty is what you make. Mm-hmm.
Well, they better go get
again,
some before they come
I
my way.
I feel like loyalty and expectations run hand in hand. You can't have loyalty without expectations. You can't not expect this person to do this for you or be there for you. And you know what, Kelly, thinking about it, it is kind of like what you said, owing somebody something. Loyalty, you feel like you owe somebody. You know, you got to be loyal to them because they was loyal to you in your time of need or whatever. You feel like you owe it back to them. Just like when somebody saves somebody's life, what is the first thing they say? Oh, I owe you my life. Then here comes, you know, the question of loyalty. But at the same time, who remember the DMX songs when DMX was talking about his buddy Damien when he sold his soul to the devil? Damien did all of this stuff for him, but he came back to collect. So is loyalty really about, you know what I'm saying, having each other's back? Or is it about I'm gonna scratch your back, you scratch mine, and when it's itching? When I tell you it's itching, you better get to scratching or I'm going to run my damn mouth. Is that what loyalty is about?
No.
That's why I ain't trying to deal with all that. I ain't trying to get married. I don't want to do none of that, man. For real.
Good. He's saying he's trying to get married.
Oh, we got another caller. Let me let this caller in. 601. You're on the line.
What up, what up, what up, boo?
Hey, boo, what's going on?
I'm chilling. Hello, boy. Lord.
Hey, boo.
Hi. I feel like there's still a couple of loyal people out there somewhere because I know, like, if I need somebody or to talk to or I still have one faithful person that I can go to, one loyal person.
That's right,
who's
baby.
That?
Keep hope alive.
It's not a lot of them out there, but it is.
Keep hope alive.
Thank you.
I believe.
Thank you.
I believe
you,
it is, too. I already said, I know.
Huh?
I know I'm a loyal person, but you crossed me wrong. And you ain't even got to question my loyalty because I'm going to tell your ass, fuck off. So it ain't no question. You ain't got to worry about it. You know where my loyalty stands. Loyal to myself because I ain't letting nobody play me. What you say?
Say what?
Go ahead and say what you said.
I said, you ain't loyal, man.
Oh, I'm like, wait, hold up. Well, she's loyal to me, and that's so far.
And I guess that's just like, I guess loyalty is like beauty. It's in the eye of the beholder.
Amen.
Yeah, that's just like beauty is skin deep. That's why you need to flip the ass inside out, show the ugliness.
Oh, good boy.
Y'all do
that. Wow.
Y'all too.
Yeah, because sometimes a loyal person, you need to be able to talk to somebody that is going to sit there and listen. Like, you don't have to talk all the time. You sit there and listen. Sometimes you need an open ear, and then you don't hear it back. And that's a part of loyalty also, because I'm being loyal to you by not opening my mouth and repeating what that person said to me.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, I don't know. I guess I just my whole interpretation of loyalty is different. And like I said, it's different to different people because depending on situations that they've been through or circumstances, it's always about a situation or a circumstance that brings out this word loyalty. And I feel like these young people out here, they don't know nothing about it, but they're always the first ones to use it. They're the first ones to talk about, he ain't loyal, these hoes ain't loyal, da, da, da. Why would the hoes be loyal to you? First of all, you're calling them a hoe. Why would they be loyal? That's the first thing. You calling them a hoe, why would they be loyal? If you don't respect them in a manner that you want them to respect you, then how can you even expect anything from them? Nothing. You shouldn't. Anybody else got something to say? We got a minute and some change left. Anybody else want to press one? Give us your little intake or your opinion about this loyalty situation before we end this show.
They can't say nothing because they ain't loyal. How you gonna speculate on something you ain't loyal? They do it right, listen.
They do it right, listen.
Yeah.
Let me see what I can go back and tell.
All I know is when you learn how to be loyal to yourself, that's who you need to be loyal to yourself. Make sure don't nobody take advantage of you. Make sure don't nobody use you. Make sure ain't nobody doing you wrong. Worry about you, yourself. That's who loyalty is supposed to be to, your damn self. Because if you don't know how to do it, if you don't know how to be loyal to yourself, your damn show can't be loyal to nobody else. And that's just
it. And mind your business, and you always have something to do.
Oh, and mind your business and you keep your teeth. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and put that out there, too. Mind your business and keep your teeth. Well, I'm going to go ahead and end the show tonight. I just want to say, what? You have something to say?
Team loyal.
hashtag team loyal.
Yeah, team loyal.
Team loyal. I'm going to go ahead and end the show tonight. I want to thank everybody who called in and listened in. Thank you, Kelly, Tim, Gina, Dallas. Thank you all for pressing one. And I guess I'll see y'all or we'll talk to y'all next Saturday. I don't know. Y'all got to give me some topic ideas so that I can put the show out a little bit earlier so people can, you know, get a chance to call in and listen in. So,
I'm a co-host now with you.
You gonna co-host one? That's what's up. I got you. But I'm gonna go ahead and end this one, and I hope y'all be loyal to yourself and try to be loyal to God. So we're gonna end on that note, and I hope y'all have a blessed night. Good night.
Good night. Peace.